He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on Friday, January 28th. And yes, we have another pack drop for you today. This time we're getting divisional as NFL All Day releases their divisional pack today. We got the details. We got some of the pack highlights for you. And maybe even more importantly than the pack drop details, we have some new changes coming to the pack drop format for the remainder of the playoffs that you're going to want to hear about. Also, we're going to talk very briefly about S1 trade ticket packs and Metallico Limited Edition Challenge 1 as it has taken a bit of a surprising turn that I don't know about you guys, but I wasn't expecting it to take. All that and more. Cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, Panini America, NFT, UFC Strike, and other NFT projects, as long as it makes sense for the show, you know what I mean? If it's a sports-related NFT that's not related to Dapper, I'm going to heavily vet it before bringing it onto the podcast and bringing it to your attention. So that's why you notice we haven't been bringing on or talking about a lot of other NFT projects out there lately. It's because, well, nothing has really been all that impressive to us over here, talking about sports related specifically. Nothing's really blowing us away, and we're trying to be cautious for potential rug pulls. There seems to be a lot of that going on lately, and it really sucks when you invest in a project and then they just up and disappear overnight, and you can just imagine them driving away in their brand new car with cryptocurrency bills just flying out of the backseat while they're laughing on their way to the crypto bank. So that's why we've been heavily vetting projects. We thought about bringing a couple of them on, and then we saw some red flags that we didn't really like, so we just ended up pulling the plug on those projects. But I don't want to talk about negativity off the top of the show. It's Friday. You guys know how Freestyle Friday goes. We're going no notes and we're just having some fun. Now, if you're wondering why it seems like I'm talking a mile a minute and I'm trying to like to rush right now, it's because over here in the New England area, okay, today we are about to get absolutely annihilated with a big time blizzard. Just in my area alone, it's projected not one, but 2 feet of snow. That's 24 inches of snow. I don't know how many of you guys out there, you know, I know we get a really wide net of listeners stretching across the entire country. We got some listeners out there that don't even know what snow is, or they probably know what snow is, but they don't see snow. They never get it. And then if you're over here on the East Coast, you're probably very familiar with it, and we are about to get absolutely hammered. So I got about like 3 huge buckets of rock salt. I brought all the shovels up from the basement, and now it's just the waiting game. As I'm just sitting here, like perched up in the studio, looking out the window, waiting for that first snowflake to fall. As soon as it does, it is going to be on. I'm going to try to, you know, slip the kids like 10 bucks a piece and just be like, I want every snowflake that falls, I want you out there already. I want you to put rock salt on the area that it hits. I want you to take the shovel and try to catch the snow before it hits and throw it over into the neighbor's yard. Let's give the neighbors fucking 10 feet of snow. Let's try to keep it as clear as possible. But ultimately, we're going to end up absolutely buried. We could end up without power. So I'm trying to get, you know, all my thoughts collected to be able to talk about an awesome day in the NFT sports space, because we have an NFL All Day pack drop and we absolutely love the NFL All Day over here, and we've actually been on fire with the drops of lately. So I'm very excited for this drop, but like part of me just can't help but think about, you know, the real world possibilities of what is about to happen over here in the New England area. So I apologize if it seems like my thoughts are kind of all over the place. I'm just like prepping for what is going to be like a war. I woke up super early this morning just to go to a store, just to get the, you know, the necessary items whatever there's, you know, a blizzard about to come. I went to a store. I tried to pick up, you know, some milk, eggs, bread, water, and there was basically nothing, like anything. So, you know, just pretty stressed out over here today, but, you know, it's snow. It'll go away eventually. Now, in my household, there is currently two people that are absolutely stoked about getting, you know, a minimum 2 feet of snow. There's some areas around the vicinity that are projected 3 feet, which if you get 3 feet of snow, you just give up at that point, right? You just go in the house, right? You just, you know, turn the fireplace on. If you have an electric fireplace, you just, you know, kick your shoes off and you just chill. Because if you get 3 feet of snow, bro, there's nothing that you can do about it. So over here, it's calling for 2 feet. My six-year-old daughter is absolutely thrilled that there's going to be that much snow. I was showing her like how it's going to be over half of her body in height. So she's absolutely excited. She's planning on making a snowman, which the snow is going to be so much that I don't even know if you can make a snowman with that much snow. And then, of course, my dog, my one-year-old husky, absolutely loves the snow now, which is a revelation, because when he was a puppy, we got him at 8 weeks old, and we got him in October of last year. And he did not like snow at all when he was just a little itty bitty baby puppy. He absolutely hated the snow. He didn't like walking in it. Thought it was too cold. He put his nose in it. He wanted no part of snow. Now we've had snow several times over here, and he absolutely loves it. So I can't wait to bring him outside in 2 feet of snow. That's going to be fun. So make sure you're following us on Twitter, because I'm going to be that guy that puts up a video of his dog running in the snow. I'm sorry. My dog enjoys it. I enjoy him enjoying it. So that's going to happen at CryptoBallersTS. All right, I think it's time we get into today's information that we have for you today. Before we get into the NFL All Day and Metallica Limited Edition Challenge, I want to talk very briefly about Prize Picks, because we have been on fire lately. We've been on an absolute tier. So if you don't know what Prize Picks is, it is an app and or website where you can do parlay props. Player parlay props. Try to say that five times fast. Player parlay props. I actually nailed it that time. So player parlay props, and you can win some serious money off of it. And like I said, we've been on a hot streak. It's really early in the day right now, so there's not a ton of lines for you to make a parlay play on. One, there's a couple that I do like, though, that I feel like they might change as we get closer to tip off. The first one is Jakob Poeltl. His point line is at 12.5. He's been over that like 8 or 9 games in a row. He's been absolutely destroying him. He's been, you know, the next best player on the Spurs outside of DeJounte Murray. So I really like Jakob Poeltl over 12.5 actual points, not fantasy points. That's actual points. So I really like the over on the Jakob Poeltl point line. Also, I'm going to give Terry Rozier another shot at assists. Now, I went heavy on Terry Rozier assists on Tuesday, I believe it was. It was at 5 even, and I took the over everywhere, but the Charlotte Hornets ended up blowing out their opponent, which was a bit of a surprise because the Las Vegas line had Charlotte favored by like 2.5, and they ended up winning by like damn near 30. So Rozier got no burn in the fourth quarter at all, and he ended up finishing with 3 assists, which obviously is not 5 or better. So he ended up dropping the ball for us, or should I say not passing the ball for us on Tuesday, but I'm coming right back to him because he's in another great spot, and his assist line has actually came down a little bit. It's actually at 4.5 now instead of 5. So I'm taking the over on Terry Rozier assists, and I'm taking the over on Jakob Poeltl points. Now, I already have a 2-player prop for that exact line that I just mentioned. Over on both of those players. Just a 2-player prop. It pays out 3x whatever you put down. So I'm just putting $10 on it. And if both of those guys go over, it'll pay out $30. And that could be, you know, like the fastest $20 you ever made in your life. Now, I'm going to be throwing several more plays out there. Some bigger ones. Some 5 players trying to get that 10x your buy-in. So, again, follow us on Twitter. We're going to be posting some of our favorite plays. If you want to join Prize Picks, I have a promo code you can use, CryptoBallers. All one word, CryptoBallers. Very easy. It'll get you a 100% deposit match on whatever you put in. You put in $25, you'll get $50 in your account. And then have a blast. Especially one of the cool things I like about Prize Picks is it's multi-sport. There is a ton of different sports, and you can parlay them all together. So if there's some really good tennis plays or soccer plays that you like. Then you can mix that in with some NFL. You have some playoff action this weekend. Then you can mix it in with some NBA as well. So there's just a ton of different sports you can use. Just to give you an example, I pulled up the app right here, and these are just the ones that are available right now, and it's still early on a Friday. You have NBA, NFL, college basketball, European basketball, and then you have NBA first half, NFL first half, and then you got golf, hockey, soccer, tennis, MMA, women's college basketball, LOL, which I want to say is probably League of Legends. I'm not very familiar in that much of like the competitive gaming like that. Like, you want to talk about like some Call of Duty Modern Warfare or Warzone, I got you. But if you want to talk about LOL, I'm not quite sure. So I'm going to assume that's League of Legends because that makes sense. And then also, which I've never seen before, they have Rocket League. I didn't even know you could like have a parlay prop on Rocket League. That's the, you know, the car and the soccer car game. So I saw that this morning and I was like, am I really about to throw in a Rocket League play into my parlay? I'm not 100% sure my confidence level in putting money down on Rocket League, but that just gives you an example of some of the sports that you can use parlays on. And there's even more than that. It changes all the time. All right, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes that if you click it, it'll bring you right to the sign up page, and the promo code should already be inserted for you. So go ahead and check out Prize Picks if that sounds interesting. Also, anybody that makes a new account and makes their first deposit, it greatly benefits the podcast over here. So I'd really appreciate it if you went ahead and checked it out. All right, so next I want to talk about the S1 trade ticket pack. So as you guys probably know, there's these S1 base packs that you can get. They're very hard to get. Now, the requirement to even get into the drop is 350 trade tickets, which is a lot, and it's going to cost, you know, a good chunk of change to be able to acquire 350 trade tickets. Now, I believe that the drop has taken place about three or four times. This might have been the fourth iteration of the S1 trade ticket pack. We know that there's going to be at least a couple more of these things. Now, I haven't really had much interest in pursuing the S1 trade ticket packs just because, you know, that's a lot of capital for a non-guarantee of you even landing a pack. And then something happened. I had a bit of an epiphany yesterday. So my guy on Twitter, Staniel_87, okay, a listener, you know, he's always supported the podcast. He sent me a screenshot of his S1 pack. Now, I know he's been trying to get the S1 trade ticket pack for a little while now. He's been striking out in the queue. He finally got into the queue, and then he sent me his pulls. And my God, this might have been one of the greatest packs I've ever seen. So I'm going to tell you what they were. So he ended up pulling, now remember, these are all S1. He ended up pulling a 1K limited edition LeBron James Top Shot debut and NBA Finals badge. That's the holy grail. That's the best pull you can get out of the S1 pack. All right, that moment alone has a lowest ask in the marketplace of $6,525. 6.5K. My goodness. And that was just one of the pulls. And you're already up 6.5K. Are you kidding me? So not only did he get a LeBron James, he also ended up getting a 1.5K limited edition Damian Lillard. Great pull. A 1.5K limited edition Trae Young, another great pull. And a 2.4K limited edition Dwight Howard, which you can take it or leave it. It's still an S1 Dwight Howard. All right, so I went ahead and I added up the lowest ask of all four of those moments in the marketplace, and the grand total value of that pack is just about $7,000. Now, obviously, LeBron James, you know, accounts for the vast majority of that, but seeing packs like that, and you know, they're all S1, and then just it makes me feel like I need to take part in this. Okay, Staniel_87, just this pack alone really made me feel like I really want to take a shot at trying to get a pack like this, because that is some epic shit right there. Shout out to Staniel for pulling one of the greatest packs I've ever seen. All right, he got me looking through my account, trying to find moments that I'm not in love with to be able to throw into the trade tickets to try to make an attempt at getting one of these epic packs. But man, that 350 trade ticket is quite a grind. So I don't know, I'm still on the fence about it. But hey, if anyone out there listening has some junk moments that they don't really care about, and you feel like donating them to the show so I can turn them into trade tickets and, you know, make it a little easier for me to pursue this, by all means, send me your garbage. Money 1834, money 1834. Send me your trash and help me try to get one of these S1 reserve trade ticket packs. It'd be greatly appreciated. I'll give you a shout out on Twitter if you send me anything. Feel free to make it the worst of the worst. I mean, truly, I'd greatly appreciate anything. You obviously don't have to if you don't want to. I feel gross even asking to take on some trash, but you know. If you do, that'd be pretty cool, and I'd appreciate it. All right, let's talk real quick about the Metallic Gold Limited Edition S3 Challenge. Now, this is the one where we're going to be playing for... Hold on, let me pull it up here. All right, so this is the Chris Duarte Challenge. Now, this one I said at the top that it took an unexpected turn, and it's because when the announcement came out that these were going to be the requirements for the Chris Duarte Challenge, because we know that there's an Anthony Edwards challenge coming from Metallic Gold Limited Edition. And obviously, if you got into the MGLE pack drop, whichever rare you got, you have your prayer hands up and you are hoping that whatever one you got is going to be on the Anthony Edwards challenge, because those are going to take a nice spike in value. And if one of your moments came from the Chris Duarte side, you could make a very valid argument that it's going to end up losing value, because how many people are going to want to fork up a couple $1,000 to complete this challenge? I don't see a lot of people doing it. So, of course, the metallic gold that I got ended up being on the Chris Duarte side. Funny how that works. So I got a requirement and I sold it immediately. As soon as I saw it, I panic sold. I was like, oh no, gotta move it now. It's just going to drop in value. And for the first few hours of the challenge, that was absolutely the case. It dropped. The challenge cost to complete went from 2.5K all the way down to 2.3. So it dropped over $200. And you got to remember, there's a LaMelo Ball in this challenge, which is a massive bottleneck. Currently, LaMelo Ball has the lowest ask of 1.1K. The next highest is $217. So I figured not a lot of people will go in on this challenge. And the challenge plummeted for the first about 3 days or so. And then what makes no sense to me is on Thursday night, all of a sudden, the challenge took an unexpected turn. And it went from a cost of completion at 2.2K, and it jumped up all the way back to 2.4K. So it ended up coming all the way back up to just about where it was when it was announced, which was surprising to me. It took such a big spike out of nowhere. And all the requirements are currently up over the past 24 hours. And it just does. And it really surprised me. I wasn't expecting it. I thought that the challenge would continue to plummet. But what I think happened was it did plummet. But I think it got so low that people were just saying, you know what? Fuck it. Why not? It's cheap enough. Let's just grab it. So I think that's what we're seeing right now. So if you're still holding a requirement for the Metallic Gold Limited Edition challenge, you may want to move it now, because I do not see over the next 3 days, I don't see it going up much higher than this. It's currently at 237 completions. I don't think that this thing is going to go over 400. I think it's going to be right around 3 and change. Not a big time player. I think people are just completing it right now because it was cheaper, but the price is back up a bit. It's up 8% over the past 24 hours. I don't see it doing much more than that. I do think another dip is going to occur. So if you have a requirement, I recommend probably moving it now and not risk another drop. But again, not financial advice. You do you. I'm just saying I moved my Wiggins at, I think it was 205. It's currently up to 217, but I could have gotten about 230 for it before the challenge was even announced. Did take a nice spike. I do think it's going to come back down. I am not, you know, I'm not sweating the fact that I sold it for about $10 under what it is right now. So by all means, if you want to hold out for the challenge, or maybe you're even going to go to complete the challenge, I mean, by all means, it would have been a good time to buy, you know, a couple days ago. But right now, I can't really justify buying. I don't see this Chris Duarte being worth 2.4K in the marketplace. I just don't see it. Even if the completions, you know, settle at 250, I don't see it being worth that much. It's Chris Duarte, people. Come on, what are we doing? So that was the unexpected turn I was talking about. I was very surprised to see that after the big dip, I was surprised to see it recover almost 100%. it almost came back tenfold. So I was really surprised to see that. So will it continue the upward trajectory? I don't think so. But it was a nice little surprise to see that it ended up taking a nice spike upwards. I wonder if it's because right now the Pacers are playing so shorthanded, right? They have no Brogdon, they have no Sabonis, they have no Miles Turner. So Chris Duarte is actually playing right now, and he's actually looking pretty good while he's out there. I wonder if that's why he got a little spike, because people are like, oh, hey, this dude from the Pacers, he can play. So I wonder if he's getting like an on-the-court spike because he's actually playing right now. All right, it is time to cross over from the hardwood to the AstroTurf. Let's talk about NFL all day. All right, shout out everyone that's going to be experiencing their first NFL all day drop today. We had wave 4, I believe it was wave 4 of users be introduced to the NFL all day closed beta. It's a lot of fun. It's been running pretty smoothly, I'd say, for the most part. I did fill out a survey that was sent to me by NFL all day, you know, expressing how the drops have been, if I've experienced any issues. I did check a few boxes that I think could use some improvement. But all in all, the NFL all day drop has been pretty smooth. Now, I wonder if I'm, you know, all in on NFL all day right now because we've had some really good luck with pack pulls lately. So if I've gotten, you know, I've had 3 packs thus far. I wonder if the last 2 packs were as bad as my first one was. I wonder if I'd still be this giddy and optimistic. I'm not 100% sure. But, you know, I got to give a shout out to everyone that's going to be experiencing NFL all day for the first time. Very excited. I'm very excited for you, and I hope you get some good pulls today, as I am a big fan of the NFL all day product so far. So this is the email that went out. We are getting divisional. It says, was this the best weekend of football ever? It sure felt like it, and it just got even better. This Friday, January 28th, is our divisional round pack drop at 4 p.m. Eastern. Okay. It says here, your chance at all the best moments from a slate of games sure to go down in history. Now, I did make a joke on Twitter saying I hope everyone's ready to get some kicker moments. It's funny because I already have a kicker moment. My first pack ever that I ever got of NFL All Day, I had a freaking kicker in it, which I was not thrilled about. I will say some of the camera angles, the slow motion of the ball spinning, going through the uprights was exhilarating. But, you know, a lot of the games over the past weekend ended with important kicks. So I do think that there's going to be a decent amount of kickers. I feel like there's going to be at least 3 kicker moments that you could probably get. Now, we don't have the full pack list yet. We don't. It's a little too early. They haven't released it yet, so I'm not able to look at the entire pack list. But we do have the pack highlights that were sent out via email. So I'm going to go ahead and read those. It says here, the Chiefs, that's right, not a player, the team. The Chiefs are going to have a Chiefs moment. It says here, the Chiefs somehow driving for a game-tying field goal with just 13 seconds left in regulation. So you're going to be, the moment will be what they call a moment melt. And I'm not talking about a sandwich, I'm talking about the moment is going to be a blend of multiple plays of that drive that ended up leading to the game-tying field goal. All right, we're getting another team melt moment here. This one coming from the Rams, and this might be the moment I am most excited about. This might be the one that I want the most out of all of them, because if you guys watched that Rams-Tampa Bay game, the ending of it was truly wild, very memorable, and even my son was super invested into the game when he's not a big football fan. So that just goes to show you how exciting the action was at the end of that Rams-Tampa Bay game. So it says here, the Rams leaning on the Stafford to Cup connection in the biggest moment of their season. This should be another Rams moment melt where it's going to be, I believe it was just 2 plays. No, I think it was 3 plays in total, but there was 2 back-to-back plays. Stafford to Cup that ended up getting them into field goal range to end up winning the game. Who knows? Maybe the kick will even be incorporated in the melt, right? That'd be pretty cool. That would qualify as a Rams moment, wouldn't it? Right? You got Stafford to Cup, and then the kicker winning it all. That could definitely be all wrapped into one Rams moment, which I think would be better than just having just the kick. You know what I mean? Instead of just the kicker moment, if it's just the Rams moment where the kick is included, I think that would be great. Next one we got is Jordan Willis. It says here, producing one of the biggest producing one of the biggest momentum shifting special teams plays in NFL history. Next, we have an Evan McPherson proving to be the definition of clutch to help Cincy advance. We have here Gabriel Davis. This, oh my God, how many people right now like ended up losing money because of Gabriel Davis? Like, he, I thought that he was going to take the Bills to the promised land for a moment. He had one of the best, it's going to be the best game of his entire career. He had what, 4 touchdowns? It says, yeah, Gabriel Davis setting an NFL playoff record before receiving touchdowns. So this is going to be a Gabe Davis moment. It's probably going to show all 4 touchdowns in one clip, which would be really cool. Tyreek Hill turning on the Jets to put the Chiefs up with just over a minute left to play. Cooper Kupp finding open space and juking a defender for a 70-yard touchdown. Von Miller bursting around the edge for a strip sack on Tom Brady. Travis Kelce adjusting perfectly to a back shoulder pass to send Kansas City to the AFC Championship. So out of those moments, I'm not 100% sure which ones are going to be legendary, which ones are going to be rare, which ones are going to be common. Okay, I don't have the full pack list yet. I'm going to refresh the page right now and hope that is placed up there. It is not yet. It's still showing the Super Wild Card weekend. So we don't have the full pack list yet. So I don't know which of those are going to be rare, which ones are common, which ones are going to be legendary. But if I just had to take a wild guess, right, an educated guess, I'd say the Kelce would probably be legendary. I think the Rams could be a legendary. The Chiefs could possibly be legendary. I don't know if they'd have Chiefs and Travis Kelce both legendary. One of those I'd assume would probably have to be rare. But I mean, what is more special? A overtime touchdown to go to the AFC Championship game, or a drive to lead to a overtime field goal? I think the Kelce could be the legendary. I think the Chiefs could be the rare. But again, don't quote me on those because nobody knows yet. So let's talk about some of the pack drop details. As you know, as we've said several times, the pack drop will be today, Friday, January 28th at 4 p.m. Eastern. The lobby or the waiting room will be open an hour prior, so about 3 p.m. Eastern, you'll be able to hop in there. There's going to be 29,250 packs available. I don't even think that many people are in the closed beta yet. So I think that if you're in the closed beta, I think it's pretty safe that you're going to get a pack. There's going to cost $49 per pack, which is the standard for the standard pack drop. And there's going to be 3 moments per pack. Now, what we've seen in the playoffs is that there haven't been premium packs. It's only been standard, and that trend is continuing here. There is going to be no $249 premium pack. It is going to be just the $49 standard, which there still will be the shot of pulling a legendary, and there'll be a chance of getting a rare in the standard pack. That's why it's $49, people. It's not like NBA Top Shot where you get a base pack for $9. You're probably going to get 360 KCCs. In these $49 packs, there is a shot you get a rare, and there's a very small shot, but it's still a shot that you can get a legendary, all right? Now, the last 2 pack drops, the first $49 standard pack I bought of NFL All Day, it was pretty bad. I got an AJ Dillon. These are all 10K, 10Ks, all right? Are they limited edition? They're Series 1, so I guess. So I ended up getting an AJ Dillon. I got a Brandon McCannis. That's the kicker I was talking about. And I got a Patriot. I think it was like Miles Bryant, and it was a special set common. It was like a 7.5K limited edition. Nothing great, probably not the equivalent of a $49 pack. Then we came back the following week. We ended up getting a rare Stephon Diggs in the pack, which was phenomenal. Because again, you have a shot to get rares in these standard packs. We were able to get a rare Stephon Diggs, which was stellar. I was ecstatic, very happy. And then just last week, I ended up getting a rare Joe Burrow. So we have back-to-back rares out of the $49 standard pack. We're going to try again this week, see if we can go 3 in a row. That'd be stellar. Not sure if it'll happen. Eventually, the luck may run out, but we got the hashtag scientifically proven because we're all crypto ballers here. So we do have a shot that we can get another rare. I hope all of you can get rares. I hope we can all get rares. Let all the non-listeners get, you know, the basic kicker moments. Let us share the rares and the legendaries. All right, so again, and we're about to wrap up here, there's going to be some changes to how NFL All Day drops their packs for the playoffs. Now, as you guys know, the player pool is based on that week. So if it's a week 17 drop, it's going to be all the top highlight plays from that specific week. You're not going to be able to get like a week 2 moment in a week 17 pack. You can only get week 17 moments in the week 17 pack. And that's how it was for the first round of the playoffs for the wild card. All the moments, the whole player pool was moments from the wild card. All right, so you had like no chance of getting, you know, a Jonathan Taylor moment because he wasn't in the wild card round. So he wasn't involved. It was only players that were playing in that round. That is kind of changing a little bit. It says here, the NFL all day will be releasing one playoff set after each round of NFL playoffs, which again, every Friday it seems to be. So I'm going to assume it's going to continue to be every Friday. So after each round, we're going to get the moments from that round. This is where it gets different. It says here, packs from the divisional round, which is the one that's happening today, packs from the divisional round, conference championship, and Super Bowl will contain a mixture of moments from multiple playoff rounds, only playoff rounds. If you purchase a pack, you'll be guaranteed at least one moment minimum from the most recent playoff round in the pack. And then it says here, a note, as we're progressing through the closed beta and increasing access, will also be reducing the percentage of packs that are being held back during each drop. So more packs are going to be released the more that people come into the closed beta. But for the first time, and I think that's pretty noteworthy, that from the divisional round on, there's going to be a mixture of like the wild card moments that you could get. So you could potentially get that rare Joe Burrow from the divisional round. You could possibly get that today in the divisional round, which I think is pretty cool, and it mixes it up. And that actually answered a question I had, because when the Super Bowl happens, is there going to be like 10 moments from the Super Bowl and everyone's just going to be picking from the same pot? Like, that's not all that exciting because the player pool would be so small, and the player pool is going to continue to shrink the further the NFL goes into the playoffs. And this is how they're adjusting it on the fly. And they're kind of fixing that issue, is that all the playoff moments will be in one pot. So you'll get one moment minimum from the current round, and then the other two moments could also be from the divisional, or it could be from the wild card. So I actually like that change. All right, and there's no evidence that that trend is going to continue once next season starts and we get some NFL all day packs from like week 1 or week 2. Like week 2, there's no evidence that a week 2 pack is going to have week 1 moments involved. I think that it's just for the playoffs, and it's because the player pool is continuing to shrink. And that is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. I'm very excited, and huge shout out to everyone that's going to be participating in the NFL all day divisional round drop today at 4 p.m. Eastern. Any pulls you get, make sure you tag us at Crypto Ballers TS. If you're playing Prize Picks tonight, I wish you luck. If you want to send us any of your garbage NBA Top Shot moments so we can participate in the next 350 trade ticket pack, I appreciate you. I'm about to go outside and lay down a whole layer, like a river of rock salt, from my house to where the cars are parked, and get ready for this 2 feet of snow blizzard that's about to take place. Stay safe out there if you're in the New England area. Good luck in all your pack jobs. Just have a great weekend. I'll see you guys in the NFL All Day Queue.